So Maine's approach to offshore wind is that the state sees first and foremost that there are important questions that we need to be answered before any commercial projects are built off of our coast. We want to advance floating technology and support local innovation. We want to know what it means to have offshore floating platforms in waters used by our existing industries and what impacts they may have on our natural resources. The federal government, through the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, is ultimately responsible for the leasing of offshore wind in federal waters, which is beyond the 3 mile line from the coast, 3 miles from the coast. That includes both this project as well as commercial scale development. There is a regional, state, federal task force that is focused primarily on commercial leasing and development. While the approval of their research array or the pace and scope of activity, commercial activity, are federal decisions that we do not control, we do believe and will advocate for what we see as the prudent next step for offshore wind in Maine, which is the research array. We value regional coordination and having a regional approach, and we will continue to work with our neighboring states on both the research array as well as commercial leasing. There are steps that we can take now, including increasing data and planning efforts that will put us in a better position when it does come time for federal commercial leasing or a project approval. The bottom line is we see promise for offshore wind, and we know that there is a strong interest beyond our state for development in the Gulf of Maine. We see benefits in pursuing a phased approach to learn how to best protect the things that are important to us. First and foremost, we want to learn how to best integrate offshore wind into our existing marine environment. That includes understanding, avoiding, and minimizing impacts to fishing activity, habitat, wildlife, and the marine environment. We also want to advance the development of floating offshore wind technology. The Gulf of Maine, due to its water depths, will likely require floating platforms. There are no floating platforms in the US and limited experience worldwide. Floating technology is quite different from fixed bottom platforms that we see south of here, and that we have much more information about the construction, operations, and impacts. We also want to forge ahead with innovative floating technology that is homegrown and take other steps to cultivate and build an offshore wind industry that can serve the state and the region, whether it's through R&D, manufacturing, assembly, deployment, and operations. We see economic opportunities for offshore wind. And this research array, while relatively small, will set us on a path to begin building out a new economic sector. That said, we know there are concerns about displacement, particularly for the fishing industry. Our goal is to add jobs, not replace them. And lastly, it will put us on a path to more securely deliver a clean, renewable energy to our state. A key component of this work is that affected stakeholders need to be part of the conversation early on. We see the path forward as one where we work together, and in particular with the fishing industry, to the extent that people are willing. We need fishing industry engagement to help inform the identification of this site and the research questions that we will study there. The bigger picture is that we are trying to inform future development of commercial scale projects so that they can be done as well as possible and can avoid repeating some of the problems and challenges that have occurred with fixed bottom development in other places. We've had initial conversations with some industry members, but we need to talk to a lot more starting tonight. It is our intention to have public input throughout the planning, permitting, and operations of this project beyond the public comment periods through the formal permitting process. So who is involved in this project? The Governor's Energy Office, or GEO, is the lead for the state on the project. I'm the Deputy Director, and Dan Burgess, the GEO Director, is on the call tonight as well. GEO is tasked with overseeing the research array, including the stakeholder process, application, overseeing the research plan development, and in the long term, continuing to oversee the project. GEO is consulting with the Department of Marine Resources on data analysis and tools for siting. DMR is also going to work with GEO throughout the project on ways to avoid or minimize impacts to the fishing industry as they better understand the fishing industry's work and operations. GEO is currently coordinating with other state agencies, federal agencies, and working with state agencies in the region. CBI, the Consensus Building Institute, along with Laura Singer, are on board as consultants to assist with stakeholder engagement for this application effort. GEO is coordinating with the University of Maine on this project and intends to utilize their floating technology. Lastly, the state is partnering with New England Aquaventus, a joint partnership between two offshore wind companies, RWE Renewables, and Diamond Offshore Wind to develop the project. They are providing technical expertise in support of the application process, but the decisions in the application, including where the array will be located, are just state decisions. Chris Wisseman from New England Aquaventis is on the call tonight and will help answer some of the questions. So what are we talking about here? The state is applying for a federal lease for a research array to further test a multi-turbine project to learn about the questions, some of the questions I went through. It will be a 12 turbines or fewer, and the specific size of the turbines will not be decided at this phase of the project planning. The project will cover 16 miles or less. This is a little bit of a tough map, but the line there is a 20 mile line, that 20 mile line there. So the location of the research array is absolutely not predetermined outside of a very general area. And we need your input about where to locate the research array in order to avoid or minimize impacts. The state has worked to identify some basic parameters that we'll go through in a little bit. And these, along with some economic and technical feasibility components, will be considered when we're working through the siting of this project. Beyond that, it's open for input. This slide is difficult to read at this scale, but where we are in the application process. So this is the first public meetings or the webinars that we're having now. And then the state is planning to submit an application in late winter or early spring. The application will identify a specific site for the project, outline broad categories for the research we will undertake. After the application is submitted, it'll go through a federal review process that includes additional opportunity for comment. If the lease is issued, then detailed site assessment work will take place, and this will be followed by further planning with stakeholders over a multi-year timeframe, which will include additional federal and state permitting before the project is constructed. And a preliminary projection is in about 5 years we could see construction, although there are a lot of steps between now and then, so it is a preliminary estimate. There are a number of aspects of this project that differentiate it from a commercial scale project, and that is the size of the project and that it will be designed and operated with a goal of gathering crucial information for future project operations. There are aspects of the project that are similar in that it will be connected to the mainland to supply clean energy into Maine. It will also have a lease for 20 or more years, which will allow for research throughout the duration of the project. As a first step in the application, we will put forward a research framework, which will outline general themes or categories. And for those on the phone, I'll go ahead and read some of the themes: environment and ecological interactions with fishing activity, navigation, technology research and demonstration, including mooring systems, workforce education and training, and other ideas that you may have. And we have developed some general questions and themes, details of what these mean, but we're certainly open to input about how to be more inclusive in the research that we should undertake in this project. And then just baseline pre-construction site assessment work that happens on this project will not be part of the research effort. We're talking about research that goes well beyond those standard type of site assessment work that happens already. Once the lease is issued for the project, the state will set up and lead a more formal research consortium that we want to include stakeholder involvement in that process. We will seek your input about the research and the questions you have, and we'll seek to collaboratively work with others to maximize research opportunities, share data and results. And there are a number of questions out there that we want to build on. We also have been discussing how to work with regional partners like the Responsible Offshore Development Alliance, or RODA, and their sister science organization, given their experience with research and data questions. So regarding location, I'll reiterate that we have not identified a site. The initial siting criteria I'll read through here. So it's 20 to 40 statute miles offshore, 150 feet of water or deeper, interconnecting in the southern half of Maine. The bottom type is gravel or mud, minimal or avoid or minimize known conflicts with fishing grounds, avoid highly trafficked areas and limit visibility from shore. And from here, what will be most helpful to know are areas to avoid as well as areas to consider. As we work to narrow down potential locations to consider for this project, we also hope that you will work with us to understand the specifics of your operations in those areas so we can avoid impacts to the extent possible. Without this information, the state's decision could be less informed. And what I think is equally important, we will miss an opportunity to set precedent for the way that stakeholders in Maine are engaged on offshore wind decisions down the road, especially when those programs or decisions would be made by others, be it the federal government or future developers. I recognize that there is a lot of information to take in all at once. We want to continue this conversation with those that are interested. And now we'll hear from Meredith Mendelson,